So far throughout my career, I've been on a lot of sets. I've had a lot of fun doing this. But there have also been some scenarios where I was like, this is sketchy. This is fucking sketchy. Now, in the light of the Rust situation, safety and safety on movie sets has kind of been more of a mainstream topic of discussion. Granted, there's a lot of money on the line. There is a lot to lose as far as, you know, monetary value. But no movie, no music video, no fucking commercial is worth somebody's safety. When I was just starting out, you know, I was shooting a lot of music videos, just run and gun. I'd show up with my Sony, you know, I would talk to the artist would give me a location, I'd pull up, I'd bring all my gear, I'd hop out and we'd start shooting. Some of my clients were involved in some extracurricular activities, right? And I got some funny stories, man, but some of them are kind of sketchy. You know, I show up to the location, I hop out of my car, grab all my gear. I'm walking over to the artist. The artist is also the client who hired me. Or right when I walk up to his window, you know, he's in the front seat just blowing lines. First thing, he looks over to me. He's like, what's up, man? I'm like, hey, what's up, bro? You know, I don't really care about people doing drugs. You know what I'm saying? It's none of my damn business what you do in your free time and shit like that. And honestly, I didn't mind him doing lines, you know, like it's whatever to me. He hops out. And he's like, all right, let's do this thing. I was like, all right, let's go. We get to shooting. Shoot's going smooth. I'm getting some badass shots. Shit's looking good. A lot of his friends showed up. So there's plenty of people, you know what I'm saying? And to get the big group vibe, you know, we're shooting this music video. I got my camera on the gimbal, you know, I'm getting some big sweeping wide shots, doing some arc stuff, parallax, shit like that. And a truck kind of pulls up behind us and they're kind of creeping along, right? And they're creeping along, they're going slow. And like, there's two guys in the truck and they're kind of like watching us. Now, I might be naive, but how I interpreted that was they're just watching me shoot a music video. They're just watching people shoot a music video. They're probably just curious as to what the fuck is going on over here in this park. You know, it is a public place. In the middle of the shot, all of a sudden, one of our background just walks off the set and I turn my head and this dude pulls a Glock out. Boom. I'm like, oh, shit. And then boom, he racks one. And so I'm like, this is fucking sketchy. So the guys in the truck, they obviously fucked off. You know, they obviously left the situation. But it was a pretty sketchy situation, pretty sketchy scenario. The rest of the shoot went smooth. Like, he was a cool dude. All of them were cool dudes. And, you know, I was fine, right? But early on in my career, you know, I realized, like, I was just trying to get money. I was just trying to build my reel. I was just trying to get paid. I was just trying to work on my craft, establish myself, you know, do my thing. And in so doing that, you know, I kind of took any job. I kind of put myself in any scenario and I was like, fuck it, whatever. And I'm not necessarily new to that lifestyle. You know, I kind of was around it growing up. I kind of have been exposed to some of these scenarios. I'm comfortable around guns because where I'm from, we shot a lot of guns. You know, we shot a lot of guns at targets at a range. Wanted to specify that. I want to talk about another scenario where the scale is bigger. There's more people on this set. There are more firearms. Now, granted, we're shooting blanks and, you know, we're on a feature. And we had this armorer, right? Old school cat. You know, apparently he worked on some Stallone movies or some shit. This dude was kind of a loose cannon, to put it simply. We're on our set. Director's blocking the scene. Then we're about to go into rehearsal. And my AD, he noticed, oh, shit, you know, there's a firearm on set. You know, and he's like, this weapon could be hot. So he walks over to it and he brings a grip. My AD, he brought over my friend who's the grip. They went to clear this firearm. Now, in the process of clearing this firearm, he squeezed the trigger and blah, popped off like 3 or 4 rounds. Now, he was facing a window. That window just had a big black mark on it and nobody was hurt. Nobody was injured. Nothing happened. The incompetence of this armorer leaving a hot weapon on set and just walking away could have put somebody in danger. Now, blanks, they're blanks, right? But blanks can seriously harm you or maim you. And, you know, we take safety really seriously. And on that set, we take safety really seriously. After that incident and a couple more incidents, we decided that we needed to fire this dude. A lot of the crew was threatening to walk if we didn't do so. I think they were completely justified in voicing their opinions on the matter. Yes, there is a lot of money on the line when you're making a movie. Yes, there is a lot of money on the line when you're doing a commercial, when you're doing a music video, when you're doing these bigger productions. No amount of money on earth is worth the life of somebody. No amount of money is worth you getting injured for the rest of your life. When you see safety issues and you see motherfuckers trying to cut corners, when you see problems, when you see things that can go wrong, voice your opinion. Don't be scared to voice your opinion. You could be saving somebody from serious harm, serious injury, or even worse, death. Don't put yourself in situations where some shit can completely go sideways. If you find yourself in these situations, speak up. If your voice is not heard, then bounce. If your voice is not heard, recuse yourself from the situation and get out of there. Because not only could you get hurt or somebody else can get hurt, but you can be liable when and if that happens. Don't put yourself in a sketchy situation because you think it'll affect your career negatively. Always be cognizant of the fact that things can go wrong. Things have gone wrong. I've seen them go wrong on set, and sometimes they're an act of God. Sometimes they're completely out of your control, and it is what it is. But do everything in your power to prevent that from happening. Don't be scared about what the producer is going to say, what the director is going to say. Voice your opinion. Do the most that you can to keep your set safe, to keep your crew safe, to keep yourself safe. And if you see motherfuckers trying to cut corners for a dollar, you know you shouldn't be on that production. You know you shouldn't work with that person again. And you could tell them to fuck off. So thanks for listening to my rant. I appreciate y'all. And I'll see y'all in the next one. Peace.